1. What is hexagonal architecture? Hexagonal architecture, also known as ports and adapters, is a design pattern that promotes decoupling between the core application logic and external components such as databases, APIs, and user interfaces. 2. What are the key principles of hexagonal architecture? The key principles include separation of concerns, dependency inversion, isolation of business logic, use of ports and adapters. 3. How does hexagonal architecture differ from layered architecture? In layered architecture, dependencies typically flow from top to bottom, e.g., UI-service-repository, whereas in hexagonal architecture, dependencies are inverted using ports and adapters, making business logic independent of external systems. 4. What is a port in hexagonal architecture? A port is an interface that defines how the core application interacts with the outside world, such as database operations or external APIs. 5. What is an adapter in hexagonal architecture? An adapter is an implementation of a port that connects the application to an external system, such as a database or API. 6. How does dependency injection support hexagonal architecture? Dependency injection allows the application to dynamically inject different adapters at runtime, promoting flexibility and testability. 7. What is the role of the application service in hexagonal architecture? The application service orchestrates business logic by calling domain services and repositories. 8. How do you test a hexagonal architecture application? By mocking adapters and testing only the core business logic through unit tests. 9. What is the benefit of using interfaces in hexagonal architecture? Interfaces help in defining contracts that allow business logic to be decoupled from specific implementations, improving maintainability and flexibility. 11. How does hexagonal architecture enhance testability? By decoupling business logic from external dependencies, making it easier to test core logic using mock implementations. 12. What are inbound and outbound adapters? Inbound adapters handle input from external sources, e.g., REST controllers, while outbound adapters interact with external systems, e.g., databases, APIs. 14. How do ports help in defining application boundaries? Ports define clear contracts for interactions, ensuring that business logic is isolated from external dependencies. 15. What is the role of DTOs, data transfer objects, in hexagonal architecture? DTOs are used to transfer data between layers without exposing domain entities directly. 16. How does hexagonal architecture support multiple data sources? By implementing different outbound adapters for various data sources while keeping business logic unchanged. 18. How can events be used in hexagonal architecture? Events help decouple services by allowing asynchronous communication through event-driven mechanisms like Kafka or RabbitMQ. 19. What are some real-world applications of hexagonal architecture? It is widely used in microservices, financial applications, and systems requiring flexibility and adaptability to change. /21. How does dependency inversion relate to hexagonal architecture? It ensures that high-level modules do not depend on low-level modules, promoting abstraction and flexibility. 22. What is the role of interfaces in hexagonal architecture? Interfaces define contracts for communication between ports and adapters, ensuring loose coupling. 24. What are some common mistakes when implementing hexagonal architecture? Common mistakes include tightly coupling adapters to business logic and misusing dependency injection. 25. How can you handle exceptions in hexagonal architecture? By using custom exception handling strategies in the application layer and logging errors at the adapter level. 26. How can you implement logging in a hexagonal architecture-based system? By adding logging at each adapter boundary and ensuring logging does not pollute business logic. 27. What are some benefits of using Spring Boot with hexagonal architecture? Spring Boot simplifies dependency management, provides built-in dependency injection, and facilitates adapter creation. 28. How can you structure packages in a hexagonal architecture project? Common structures include separating domain, application, and adapter layers into different packages. 29. How can hexagonal architecture improve maintainability? By isolating concerns, making it easier to change implementations without modifying business logic. 33. How does Spring Boot help implement hexagonal architecture? Spring Boot provides dependency injection, simplifies configuration, and supports separation of concerns. 36. What are some key testing strategies for hexagonal architecture? Unit testing for domain logic, integration testing for adapters, and contract testing for APIs. 37. How does event-driven architecture complement hexagonal architecture? It allows decoupled communication between components through events and message brokers. 40. What are the advantages of using DTOs in hexagonal architecture? DTOs help separate internal domain models from external API contracts, improving flexibility. 41. What is the role of a domain service in hexagonal architecture? A domain service encapsulates business logic that doesn't naturally fit within an entity or value object. 43. How does hexagonal architecture facilitate testing? By decoupling business logic from infrastructure, unit tests can focus on core logic without dependencies. 45. What are some common pitfalls when implementing hexagonal architecture? Overengineering, excessive abstraction, and lack of clear separation between ports and adapters. 46. How can event sourcing be integrated with hexagonal architecture? By treating events as domain objects and using an event store to persist them. 47. What is the role of an application service in hexagonal architecture? Application services coordinate use cases by interacting with domain objects and ports. 49. How can you integrate a message queue in hexagonal architecture? By using an adapter to publish and consume messages via an external message broker like RabbitMQ. 51. What is the role of a repository in hexagonal architecture? A repository abstracts the persistence logic, allowing domain services to interact with it without knowing implementation details. 53. How does hexagonal architecture improve maintainability? By enforcing clear separation between concerns, it makes it easier to modify, extend, and replace individual components. 54. How can dependency injection help in hexagonal architecture? It allows dependencies, such as repositories and services, to be injected at runtime, reducing coupling. 55. What are inbound and outbound ports? Inbound ports define application entry points, e.g., REST controllers, while outbound ports define external dependencies, e.g., database, messaging. 57. What is the purpose of DTOs in hexagonal architecture? DTOs, data transfer objects, transfer data between layers without exposing domain models directly. 60. How does using interfaces help achieve loose coupling in hexagonal architecture? Interfaces allow implementations to be swapped without modifying dependent code, promoting flexibility.